Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how's everybody doing? Welcome to the broadcast. I hope everybody is doing great tonight. Hope everybody is doing grand. Great to see everybody. Great to see everyone. That's right. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for another great broadcast here on BIRN. It's Late Night with Joey Gagels. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. So excited to be in the house today. That's right. It's the 27th and the final show of is DCRPS Awareness Month. I tell you, great stuff, awesome stuff. We're going to go through a lot of different things tonight with RSD. But when it comes down to it, I've been doing a lot of hard work. Lots of hard work in the room tonight. We're on the cell phone. That's right. We're on the cell phone tonight. We got lots of hard work going on in the room tonight. The window is open. I see the moon and the stars. It's beautiful. It's beautiful outside tonight. I am sitting in my easy chair in my room doing the show. Yes, on the cell phone. That's right, folks, on the cell phone for the last two shows before getting lost in the woods. That's right, going on vacation, and who knows when I'll come back. That's right. Yes, I'll be getting lost in the woods like I did after, that's right, August. You didn't find me for like 2 months, did you? You didn't find me for 2 months. Yeah, I was too busy helping my dad. I was too busy helping family members. I was too busy doing things around the house, organizing, fixing things, throwing things out, adding new things to the collection. That's right. I was a busy bee for 2 months, helping my dad, caregiving for my dad, aiding my dad back to health. Tell you, ladies and gentlemen, doing a lot. And then, that's right, came back here in November, did some great shows, had our Halloween show. I tell you, great stuff. Awesome stuff. So we got two more weeks, and then I'll be hiding in the woods again, yes, with the frolicking deer and the frolicking cats. That's right. You never know what you're going to see. You never know what you're going to see when you go hide in the woods. You might see some frogs frolicking. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there's all kinds of animals, and there's all kinds of frolicking going on. That's right. And I'll be there with family and friends. I tell you, it's going to be great for the holidays. You know, it's always a great time. Always a great time, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, and then I'll be back in January, possibly February. I don't know. I might get lost in the woods permanently. You may not find me anymore. Yes, we'll be putting permanent Best of Joey Giggles on BIRN. No, I'll be back sometime. I'll be back. Yes, I will be back. I promise I'll do live shows. We're going to have really awesome live shows in the new year, by the way. It's going to be a lot of fun in the new year. That's right. Yeah, we're going to make it a lot of fun on BIRN on Saturday nights. We got to spice up the show a little bit, folks. We got to spice up the show a little bit, folks. Yes, we do. And we're going to be spicing up the show for everybody. We got new equipment, new microphone, new headphones. That's right, wireless headphones, wireless microphones. That's right, folks. We're going wireless. We're going wireless. That's right. It's always great to go wireless, I tell you. You know, always a busy bee. Always got something going on. Yes, tonight we're going through boxes. Tonight we're going through boxes from the closet. That's right. Always got something going on. Always doing something. This guy right here, always doing something. Always keeping busy. It's nice and quiet. My dad went away for Thanksgiving. It's so nice and quiet in the house. Yes. And by the way, his MRSA has healed. That's right. His MRSA has healed. It's really nice and quiet tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you. So exciting. I need to time off, and this is my time off. When he goes away, that's my time off. He goes, Joe, you want to come? I'm like, no, I need time off. That's right. This is my time off. Enjoy yourself, Dad, while I enjoy myself at home, sipping some wine, sitting back in my easy chair, doing work when I want to, doing things when I want to. It's amazing when you can do things when you want to. That you don't have to do things at beck and call. That's right. Oh, man, I tell you, it's always great. Tonight's going to be a funny show. I don't even know if we're going to have content tonight. I want tonight to be a funny show. We need a damn funny show on Saturday night. That's right. Oh, man, I tell you. We need a funny show. That's what we need. You know, maybe we will have a funny show. Maybe one weekend we'll do a funny show. I don't know. We'll see. Man, this easy chair is feeling great. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the moon and the stars is beautiful tonight. The moon and the stars are beautiful tonight. That's right. Man, I tell you, I need a break. This is my break, I guess. You know, not having my dad in the house. No caregiving for a few days. Oh, this is my break. Oh, even though I'm in my house, it's like vacation. Oh, it's like vacation. That's right. Oh, man, I tell you. Oh, man. And, you know, you need a break every once in a while. You know, you need a break every once in a while. You do. Man. Anyway, so I watched TV Church today. We got to get into some seriousness tonight. I watched TV Church today. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, church is still segregated. That's right. Church is still segregated. And I will not go into a segregated church. I will not step foot into a segregated church. No, I will not. That's right. I will not step foot into a segregated church. Meaning they separate the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. I will not. No, 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 no. I will not participate in that. So I watched TV Church. I said, until they learn their lesson and they put everybody together, I'm not coming to church. That's it. I am not taking part in segregated church. I am not going to do that. I'm not going to do it. I refuse. I refuse to go to a place where they put vaccinated people on one side and unvaccinated on the other. I refuse. And I will not participate in that. So I watch TV Church. I watch TV Church. That's right. And tonight I was watching TV Church. The first weekend of Advent. And that's what the homily was about tonight. And let me tell you, it was a very powerful homily tonight. Because Advent teaches you how to refocus. Advent teaches you to wake up. That's right. Refocus and wake up. Imagine that. That's what Advent teaches you. That's what Jesus teaches you throughout all of Advent, the 4 weekends of Advent up until Christmas. That is what Jesus teaches you. To refocus and to wake up. And look up, look what's going on around you. And boy, we need to do a lot of waking up, don't we? Don't we need to do a lot of waking up, especially on one side of the population? Need to start waking up and, whoa, what's going on? Yeah, well, wake up and you'll see what's going on. We need to do a lot of waking up. And even Jesus goes through Revelation today. And Revelation was the choice book of today's gospel. And Jesus tells us to watch out, to watch what is happening in front of us and watch what is happening behind us and watch and look and see and focus. This is the time to refocus. Like I said, Halloween is the time to hibernate, to make good, to change. Now we're in the time of Advent. And the time of Advent, ladies and gentlemen, is to refocus. December is the time to refocus. Be grateful for what you have. So for Thanksgiving, we were thankful. For Christmas, we're going to be grateful. That's right. So I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, by the way. I had a really awesome Thanksgiving. I fed myself a lot of food. I fed myself 2 helpings of food. One in the afternoon and one at night. 2 helpings. I'm like a real fat bastard. That's right. And I'm hairy, too. Very hairy these days. So I'm a hairy beast, and I'm a fat bastard. I tell you. Man, I tell you. But I ate a lot for Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is a time when we're supposed to be thankful for everything that we have in our lives. And remember, all the wonderful things that we have came from the energy that God gave us. We didn't have the energy to work and do all the wonderful things that we do. We wouldn't have the things that we have. We wouldn't have the people that we have. We won't have the friends that we have. We probably still have our families, but that's all we would have. We would have our attributes. We have to start learning how to be thankful for more things than just family and friends. We have to learn how to be thankful for our attributes, what God has given us. We also have to be thankful for the energy God gives us. Remember, these worldly things that we have are not going to be here much longer. When we die, we can't take our computer. When we die, we can't take our cell phones and our gadgets. We can't take our iPads. Can't take a bottle of water with us. We're going to be dead. We can't drink it. You know, can't take our easy chair. The easy chair is going to be here long after I'm gone. That's right. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, you can't take worldly things with you, so you have to concentrate on the things God gave you. That's what you're supposed to be thankful for. You know, you're not supposed to be thankful for the iPhone 13. You're not supposed to be thankful for your new computer. You're not supposed to be thankful for your car. You're supposed to be thankful, okay, for things that God gave you, the attributes that God gave you. Okay, the worldly things, those are great when you're on earth. The earthly things are awesome. But when it comes down to it, you can't take the worldly things to heaven with you. Can't do it. God will say, nope, you can't take your iPhone. Yes, no texting in heaven. That's right. No texting in heaven. No cars. That's right. We don't take our car with us up here. That's right. No iPads. No computers. That's right. Yes. None of that. The worldly things stay here. You have to remember that it's not all about worldly things. It's not about the things that you have. It's about the attributes that God gave you. They give you the energy to get those things. And yes, they are a luxury to have. But we shall not worship a cell phone. We shall not worship a computer, a bottle of water, an easy chair. Okay? We have to worship the God-given talents that we have. And that's what God teaches us, to refocus and get away from the material things of life. To remember the birth of Jesus Christ. Because we tend to forget that Jesus is born to us on Christmas. Now, we all know Christmas and Jesus wasn't born on Christmas. We know that. We know Christmas was sometime in the summer. Okay? But we're all told that Christmas is December 25th. And that's when Jesus was born. So to us, Jesus is born in Bethlehem on December 25th, when some of us know that biblically, we know Jesus was born on another day. But on December 25th, which is the set day for the birth of Jesus, that's when Santa comes. And everything is forgotten when Santa comes. That's right. Oh, the presents are coming. We have to wrap everything. We got to get it all set up. The kids are going to be disappointed if the ships are stuck in the Pacific Ocean and we can't get our presents, you know, because of fucking inflation, right? So when it comes down to it, important and imperative to understand that it's not about those things. For kids, it's about things. Okay, for kids, it's about presents. Because they're still learning. So for kids, it's about Santa Claus. It's about presents. And if they don't get any presents and the ships are stuck out in the Pacific Ocean and all the presents are out in the Pacific Ocean, they're going to be very sad. Right? And then who do we blame? Well, you know who we blame. This is not a political show. But when it comes down to it, it's not about the presents. And we need, honestly, to teach our kids that it's not about the presents. When they grow up, they need to understand that it is not about the presents. It is about Jesus Christ being born on the cross. The true meaning of Christmas. That's why we can't take Christ out of Christmas. And that's what people have been doing in this society, taking Christ out of Christmas, commercializing Christmas to a point where we forget about Jesus. Totally forget about Jesus. We totally forget about Christ. And that's why he wants us to refocus, because it's time to bring Jesus Christ back to earth, back to society, because he's going to be born soon. So Jesus Christ is coming to society on Christmas. We should look at it like that. But the kids need to understand when they're older. They're not going to understand when they're little kids. Okay? When they're little kids, I want my presents. I want my doll. You know, oh my God, you know. If you don't get them what they want, oh, they'll be so disappointed. Oh, Santa didn't get me this. Santa didn't get me that. I didn't get my water gun that I wanted. I didn't get the racing track that I wanted. Yeah, I was very, very upset with Santa one year. I didn't get the racetrack that I wanted. And the next day, Santa delivered the racing track. That's right. And it was my dad that went out and found the racing track. But back then, oh, Santa came to the door. Santa's here. By the way, we had a Santa person that came around, dressed up as Santa Claus, and came around to every door. It was great over here, you know? And Santa would pick me up. I remember when Santa picked me up. Santa came up the stairs and into my room one day, scared the shit out of me. I was sleeping. Santa came up to my room and scared the crap out of me in the middle of the night. That's right. I was like, holy shit, Santa's here. What the fuck? You know, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I woke up and Santa gave me a present. I'm not bullshitting you. I'm not bullshitting you. This happened. Came up to my room, and I was scared. I was scared. It happened. It happened. Turned out to be my uncle. Yeah, not a stranger, an uncle. That's right. You know? You think my dad's going to let a stranger in to come upstairs to his son's room? I don't think so. But it was an uncle. It was an uncle that dressed up as Santa Claus. Yeah, he went around the whole neighborhood with all the kids and had a fun time. And he did that every year, and then all of a sudden that stopped. When I grew up, you know, we did a little bit of Santa Claus with my sister, a little bit of Santa Claus with my brother, but then they, you know, they quickly found out about that, you know. But when it comes down to it, it's important and imperative to understand that, you know, we all, okay, can't look at things, worldly things, as God, or worship worldly things. We don't want to worship worldly things. This is real. I love Santa Claus. Santa Claus is real. And for those kids that are listening, Santa Claus is going to come down from the North Pole and deliver all of your gifts. That's right. Because Santa came to my house, Santa's going to come to your house, too. That's right. For all the little kids listening, Santa's coming. And Santa's going to deliver all those great presents. But you're going to have to learn the true meaning of Christmas. It's not about those gifts. It's about the birth of Jesus Christ. It's about keeping Christ in Christmas. That's why it's called Christmas. Christ in Christmas. That's right. Because Jesus Christ was born on December 25th, according to whoever wants to believe that. Okay, but when it comes down to it, bottom line is we should not worship things. We need to refocus to worship our attributes given to us by God, our journey given to us by God. That's all I'm trying to say. Santa Claus is still coming, kids. Don't worry. But we need to refocus and not make everything so commercialized that we're worrying about ships that are stuck in the Pacific Ocean because of fucking inflation. And we all know whose fault that is. We shouldn't be focused on the ships. We should be focused on our journeys. Should be focused on our attributes. Should be focused on our energy and where we're going to put that energy. Are we going to put that energy to anger towards the ships in the Pacific Ocean? Or are we going to put that energy to doing great things for our communities? Control certain things. So you just got to wake up and smell the coffee and know that you can't control what's happening in the Pacific Ocean. You can't control what's happening in the country. So guess what? It's time to divert your energy and refocus your energy to something else. That's God telling you, refocus your energy and wake up. There's a lot of people that haven't woken up yet. And there's going to be a big shock to the people that wake up last. Because the people that wake up last are going to be left behind. And they're going to try to find everybody else, and nobody will be there. They'll be left behind. Could only help the people that want to wake up. If you don't wake up, you won't know what the hell is going on around you. That's why you need to refocus on everything going on around you. And there's only so much other people can do to help you. There's only so much other people can do to help you. To educate you. That's what we do on the show, educate you. If you want to take what you learn here and use it in your real life, so be it. Use it in your own way. I love it. That's why I do this show, by the way. I do this show so people would actually use the education that they learn here. I don't do this show for my health. No, I do it for your health. I get therapeutic relaxation from doing a show. Okay, but I delve out the information. I do the shows for you. I do the shows for the audience. You know, I get so relaxed that after a show, sometimes I just want to lay down. Sometimes I just want to sit in my chair, sip some water, and just veg out for a little while. Like I'm doing right now. That's why I'm using the phone instead of the microphone, because I could veg out while I'm doing my show. That's right. So, bottom line is, we need to learn how to refocus and wake up. Sometimes it's coffee. Sometimes it's tea. We need to wake ourselves up. We need to see what's going on around us. That's what Jesus says in today's gospel. See what's going on around you. There's a lot going on around us that people just don't get. A certain part of the population have no clue what the fuck is going on. But yet, oh, we're just going to move on and do this and do that. You know, but nobody focuses on, you know, what's happening. What's happening now? What do I need to focus on now? People don't want to take the time. People don't want to waste the energy. And that's why we're going to lose our country if we don't refocus. We're going to lose our country if we don't wake up. That's right. And this is the perfect time to do it because Jesus tells us to do it. That's right. Right here in the Bible, in Revelation tonight, he tells us to refocus. He tells us to look around, see what's going on around you. He even brings up, don't let fear get in the way. And then a lot of times, fear gets in the way. What's the new fear? The new fear is Omicron variant. We're going to go through every alphabet letter in the Greek alphabet before COVID is over and the endemic is here. That's right. We are going to go through every fucking letter. That's right. We went through a lot of them already. We went through Delta. Man, there was a lot of different names for these variants. Now we have Omicron. That's right. How do I remember Omicron? I was part of a Greek letter organization in college, a fraternity. Yes, and there was a couple of sororities, the Omicron symbol. Omicron. I like the way that comes out. Omicron. Yeah, I like the way that comes out. But when it comes down to it, that's the new fear. So what are we going to be in a dark winter? Is this going to be another dark winter with Omicron variant? So we're going to worry about this? We're going to sit on our asses and worry about this? Or we're going to move along with life? We're going to have to learn how to live with COVID, folks. If there's going to be variants every year, are we going to be afraid to die every year? Every year we're going to be afraid to die. By the way, you can't control when you're going to die. You might just drop dead one day. And what are you going to do? You can't do anything. You'll be dead. How are we going to stop people from dying? You can't. Well, I don't want to die right now. Too fucking bad. It might be your time. So we're going to be living in fear of death every time a new variant comes out. Oh, I don't want to stand next to that child without a mask. I saw a video today. That'll make you laugh. Guy had six masks on in the store, taking the picture of a minor because the minor didn't have a mask on, and he was going to send it to the government, just like they do here in New York, and I guess there would be some type of fine for this person or the parent of the child. Didn't have a mask on. So the parent and the child is following this guy all around the store, asking this crazy man, why are you taking a picture of my minor child? And the man with six masks said, I'm afraid to die. I want to live. And I'm like, and this was going on for like a half hour. The video was like 15 minutes. They cut it up a little bit. And that's all he was saying. The guy with six masks said, I don't want to die. I want to live. Six masks. You're not suffocating with six damn masks on. You're not fucking suffocating. People, I don't understand it. I see people around here, 10 masks. 10 masks. How do you breathe? 10 masks. If one isn't going to protect you, how is 10 going to protect you? If one mask doesn't protect you, how does 10 masks protect you? But yet there's people walking around with 10 masks. This guy in the store had 6 masks, 6 black masks. How are you breathing? How are you breathing? How did you not suffocate? And he's running around the store with his father chasing him. Why are you taking a picture of my minor child? Because she doesn't have a mask on. And I don't want to die. I want to live. A little nuts, don't you think? A little bit. A little bit fear-stricken, don't you think? I had to tell that story because Jesus tells us today not to fear. Jesus tells us today not to fear. So are we going to be in fear of Omicron? Or are we just going to move on? We got to learn to move on, people. We got to learn to move on. Jesus Christ, help us. And in the video, it was funny. At the end of the video, the guy is standing like 10 feet away. He goes to the guy, "You started this shit." "Yeah, I'm just finishing it. Here, I'm standing 9 feet away for protection. You can walk out now," he goes. And the guy runs out of the store, afraid to die from COVID. And he's got 6 masks on, folks. 6! 6! How are you not suffocating? And the masks didn't even fit around his ears. They were falling off. Falling off. Omicron, ladies and gentlemen. Omicron. Comes out really good, doesn't it? We're going to go through every Greek letter of the alphabet before COVID is an endemic. It might last throughout the rest of the 4 years, most likely, this ain't going to end. That's all they got is COVID. That January 6th, that's all they got. That's right. Everything else is fucked up. Yeah, that's Omicron. And Jen, welcome. Jen, welcome. That's Omicron, Jen. That's right. That's Omicron. Started in Africa, went up to Europe. They're all locked up in Europe. They're all locked up in Africa. They're all locked up in Australia. If they're locked up in Australia, you bet your ass it's coming here. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, we need to learn to refocus, take our mind off of COVID and live life. Take our minds off of COVID and live life. How are you supposed to take your mind off a deadly, deadly virus? Oh, my God. What they've done to people, ladies and gentlemen. What they've done to half of the population, ladies and gentlemen. What they've done to their minds. Their minds are like soup. It's It's amazing. It's like you put their minds through a damn strainer. Like you put cheese through a strainer, put their fucking mind through the strainer. They're so ideologically subverted. Like that guy in the store, six masks, is afraid he's going to die. Oh, well, what are we doing here? People in fear for 4 years? I've had enough. I know what I'm doing to protect myself, and that's it. Everybody else has got to learn how to cope, and that's it. We're going to worry about the damn variant every time a new variant comes out. Oh, where's the shot? Oh, we need another jab. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, what has been done to half of our population. It's very sad. It's honestly very sad. It's sad. I hate to see it this way, but half of the population is ideologically subverted. And I have to throw my family into that because they took the jabs. I would think they had more sense. I am so perturbed that they took the jabs. Control now. We talked about control a long time ago. It's all about control now. Who can we control? And they love when new people jump on board. They love when new people, oh, I just got vaccinated. Oh, welcome. Welcome to the other side. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's like there's two separate sides. Why are we creating sides when we're supposed to be working with one another? Because the more we segregate ourselves, the more we are a single human being rather than a group. And they'd rather us as a single human being so they can control us so we're not a part of a group. I don't understand how our population has been so mind manipulated. It's amazing. It's amazing. The country that we have now, we have two starch realities. And when those realities clash, like in that video, you see the two different realities, and the guy don't want to give up his masks. But yet the other guy has no mask on. And he's running after the other guy. And let me tell you, there's two starch different realities. You saw it right there in that video. There are people every day walking around outside wearing a mask. You don't have to wear a damn mask outside. Care who tells you to wear a mask. You know, I don't care if Fauci the midget tells you to wear a mask. I don't care. That guy can tell you to wear 20 masks. That guy is going to suffocate one day. Easter time, he wanted you to wear 10 masks. And fucking people over here, listen to him. There are people walking around with 10 masks. Controlled. But yet, I'm walking around outside with no mask. Two starch different realities. That's what we're living in right now. You can see it from the video that I was just talking about. It's amazing how we got two different realities in America. People are in fear of COVID. Anytime you say COVID, there's certain people that jump in the air 20 feet oh, my God, I better get out of here. I wasn't afraid of the first one. Why am I going to be afraid of Omicron? If I wasn't afraid of the first one, why will I be afraid of Omicron? Come on, people. And why are we talking about this? Because Jesus tells us to refocus in the gospel. Refocus, wake up. That's what Jesus tells us today. Jesus tells us to refocus. Look around you. See around you. What's going on around you? Wake up. But yet there's so many people that don't listen to Jesus, and they don't listen to the Bible, and they don't pick up a damn Bible to even read it. Imagine if they went to church and listened to the gospel today. They would learn to refocus. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, when you actually listen and you learn and you comprehend something. Boy, did I learn and listen and comprehend what Jesus was saying today. People driving around with three masks on. I saw one the other day. Three masks. Driving alone. Where are you going to get it from, a steering wheel? It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. You know, people who are listening, who are of that ilk, and who are of the other reality, I don't understand. I don't get it. It's really like we're living in two different worlds. And no, we can't live together. It's obvious. We can't live together like this. It's so obvious we can't live together like this. We can't. Something's got to give. We can't live in two different realities. The two different realities are continuing to clash. It's sad, but it's true. I have people in my family that are afraid to die from COVID. They go get a jab. They're up to their third jab. What are they going to get, the 500th jab? It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to normalize jabs. We already normalized the mask. The mask is already normalized. People in this country are going to be wearing masks for a long time to come. Maybe not you, maybe not me, but they're going to be people wearing masks forever. That's it. Masks have become normalized. Wake up, smell the coffee. Jabs are next. Downs are probably going to be next. They want to see how much people can take. Then we already had one lockdown that didn't work. Oh, but it flattened the curve. Do you realize flattening the curve prolonged COVID? Nobody on the other side, in the other reality, sees that flattening the curve allowed COVID to continue. You don't see it that way. You were so ideologically subverted that you have no clue, no inkling that flattening the curve is just prolonging COVID. No, because if you see Dr. Fauci as a saint or Dr. Fauci as a god, every word that that man says, and take it as gospel. Sorry if you don't agree. I don't give a fuck. It's getting stupid. It's getting old. Started questioning COVID when BLM and Antifa were out on the streets burning everything down. Where were their masks? How come they weren't dying in the streets? But yet that's okay. They were able to stand so close to one another with no mask on during COVID when people were dropping dead. But that was okay. That was okay. They could be out there. They could punch cops, kill cops. They could be out there and do whatever the fuck they wanted. That's right. Everybody else had to stay in their homes. That's where I questioned COVID. I said, why are they allowed out there? And I'm in here. Oh, because racism is a mental illness. Racism is a global pandemic. They actually called racism a global pandemic, folks. They called racism a global pandemic during the summer of love, summer of 2020. I will never forget that. I will never forget that summer. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was sitting in my house, I guess, on lockdown, while all these people were in the street, marching in the streets. How come they're allowed outside and I'm not? Because racism is a global pandemic. Amazing. Amazing. Why are we giving little kids jabs? Why are we giving little kids jabs? I got to take a drink of water. Little kids don't belong getting a jab. 99.99% chance of dying from COVID. If I had that chance, which I think it is, 99.97 for adults my age, hey, I took that chance. Why are we jabbing little kids? Little kids are not going to get COVID. Oh, but they might be a carrier. They need to wear a mask. I might die. Wake up and smell the coffee, people. Little kids should not be getting jabs, and they should not be wearing masks. Focus on something. Focus on the sick adults. Stop focusing on the kids. No, but they got to pick on the vulnerable. The kids, and the old people. That's right. Let's throw positive COVID patients in with nursing home patients. That's a smarter idea done by like five or six governors. Yeah, that's a smart idea. Let's do that. And they'll all drop dead. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. They didn't want to pay out the Social Security anymore. Ah, let's just get rid of them. That's our excuse. Let's just get rid of them in the nursing home. That's right. We're tired of paying those checks and writing those checks out and signing those checks. Let's just kill them off. Think about it. They saved a lot of money, didn't they? Killing all those old people off in nursing homes. Oh, Joe, how could you talk about that? Because I can. That's not conspiracy theory. It's already out there. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, what COVID has done. But Jesus tells us to refocus today. Focus. And why should we focus on self-love and self-care? Because love and care are the two most important things in everybody's life. You must love yourself. You must care for yourself like you care for everybody else. There's so many people out there that don't care about themselves, that they don't love themselves. It's amazing. Why should you focus on your personal journey? Because if you don't focus on your personal journey, you won't complete it by the end of life. So many people are worried about everything else around them, and they don't focus on the one main thing that they should be focused on, and that is themselves and their fucking journeys. Today is the end of RSD CRPS Awareness Month. This is the month that I celebrate CCRPS. What do you mean celebrate, Joe? Put awareness out. This is the month I put awareness out. In a way, we are celebrating our existence because we fought off RSD-CRPS. This is when all the survivors of RSD-CRPS could come out and say, we beat it. This is our month. We're survivors. We're celebrating being survivors of a horrible disease. Throwing awareness out there so people would understand what we have because they can't see what we have. We are celebrating our existence because we beat the worst pain known to man. That's what this month is to me, is I'm celebrating my existence because I am winning against RSD-CRPS. This is also a time of awareness and advocacy, telling your stories, using your voice, being heard by the thousands and the millions of people in this country. And that's what it's all about. This month is very important for us RSD-CRPSers. People to understand our disease. We want people to understand that it is invisible, but you can still acknowledge that we have pain. But that pain is a part of us, and it's never going away unless they find a cure. We pray that they find a cure, but there's no cure. CCRPS is with us for life, no matter if it's in remission or not. Remission means that the symptoms and the pain is dormant. That's why you still need to be very careful and still follow your regimen so you don't get the pain and the symptoms back. A lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think, oh, my pain's away. I can do whatever I want now. Then they get hurt again and the pain comes back. Oh, my God, I'm so depressed, right? Because they're so excited that their pain went away, that they do something stupid, and then the pain comes back. So be smart. When you have no pain, smart moves. Think a little before you do something. Because it's not over when it goes into remission, folks. You think it's over? No. It's dormant. There is no cure. You are not cured when you're in remission. Just a reality check. For those of us in remission, just a reality check. And remember, cutting off a limb doesn't guarantee zero pain. Phantom limb pain. Think, oh, I'll cut off a limb and oh, it'll go away. Phantom limb pain. Sometimes it's even worse than actually keeping your limb. Yeah, because then it's just like the pain is still there. Because you have to understand, when you're going through something traumatic like we go through, the pain gets stuck in the brain waves. And remember, the brain and the spine are the two most important things that have the most nerve endings. The brain basically controls everything. And the spine is the avenue for the signals to go down. Now, the pain is not in your head. Technically, you're feeling pain. Okay, but when it comes down to it, those brain waves don't go away. And that's what the Collamore Scrambler Therapy Machine does, is scramble the brain waves to not feel pain anymore. That's what Collamore Scrambler Therapy does. Scrambles the brain signals so you don't feel pain. That's why they call it Collamore Scrambler Therapy. Because most of your pain signals, as we're going through this for many, many years, this very intense pain, yeah, sometimes those pain signals get stuck in your brain. That's why you need Collamore Scrambler Therapy to get in there and unscramble the pain signals in the brain. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, what that Collamore Scrambler Therapy could do. But we need to refocus ourselves. We need to wake up and smell the coffee. I'm so excited to be here today. I'm fumbling over my words and I'm choking. I'm so excited to be here today. I'm fumbling over my words and I'm choking on my own saliva. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. One more show and I get lost in the woods. That's right. You won't see me for a while. I might get lost permanently with the frolicking frogs and the frolicking deer. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. But that's what Jesus tells us today, to refocus and wake up. And boy, there's a lot of people that need to wake up. So I'm hoping the people that need to wake up are listening to this show right now, and they wake the fuck up. That's right. Open up your mind and wake the fuck up. That's it. Tired of educating and nobody waking up. It's time. It's time, folks. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for coming in today. Thanks so much for everything that you do. And thank you for the respect, coming to my show and listening to my show. I hope you learn something. I hope you gain something. I hope you use some of the tools that you get while listening to this show in your real life, in your own way. I don't want you to use the tools in my way. I want you to use the tools in your own way. Don't think you have to use it the way I tell you that I use it. Everybody is different. Everybody is unique. So please start using the tools. I'll see you next week, and it is the 4th, and that will be my last show until the new year. And then I'll be back when I'm ready. You'll be listening to the best of Joey Gangles until I get back. I hope everybody is doing great and everybody is doing grand. Hope everybody has a really awesome day tomorrow and a really awesome week. And I'll see you next week. That's right. I'll see you next week for another great broadcast right here on my cell phone. I need to get back to work before I gotta go to bed. That's why I'm ending a little bit earlier tonight. When the website is up and the website comes up, hopefully the website will be up shortly to doing our norm, which is Christmas card list, grab bag, and all of that stuff. It'll be right there on the website. Sign up right on our website, JGF Foundation website, and you'll be able to join us for all those great things that we do for Christmas. And for birthdays and for all other great things. So, guys, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time, which is next week. And we'll be talking more about Advent next week. So get ready. And thank you for listening to me on RSDCRPS. I hope you learned a lot about RSDCRPS. Please pass that along to your friends and your family, and let's get that information out there for RSDCRPS. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. You're awesome. You're great. We'll see you next time. Here's some patriotic music for you. Bye-bye.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, were for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who
who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her.